May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is Volunteering Sunday, and Julie asked me to say a few words about volunteering in my sermon, and so I would preach about that as our theme today. Volunteering has a very long tradition within the church and for the Jewish and Christian traditions together, although I must say it got off to a rather shaky start. Noah was asked to build an ark and to become the next progenitor of the human race, and after considering the alternative, he happily volunteered. Then Abraham set a fine example as the ideal volunteer, and others followed in his footsteps. Moses also volunteered in his way, although he was not always so willing as he became in the end. Like Noah, his choices were also rather limited, and he tried to get out of it at first by saying, "Here I am, Lord, send Aaron, my brother." How many of us have also done the same? It's a technique which I employ frequently. The rest of the Old Testament is a story of those who step forward to do the things that God asked them to, and also of those who would not. In the New Testament, John the Baptist accepted God's call like one of the Old Testament prophets. He accepted with it an insect-based diet and a radical wardrobe transformation, and was prepared to decrease as Jesus the Messiah was to increase, and ultimately, of course, to die for the honour of serving God's Son. For us as Christians, I think the true history of volunteering dates back to the first Ave spoken by the angel Gabriel to Mary. And our community, I think, has been built by the efforts and dedication of people who, like her, have since said yes to God. Jesus' own life, his ministry, and his sacrificial death was a voluntary act of self-emptying for others. His male disciples gave up livelihoods, relationships, and security for the call of God. Women disciples also, some of them certainly wealthy, who were sadly underreported in the Gospels but were present nonetheless, gave their time, dedicated service, and money to enable Jesus' ministry to flourish. They left their homes and families too, travelling with him well beyond their comfort zones to the cross and to the confusion of the messianic movement, which had seen its leader struck down and executed. They dedicated their time, their skills, and their love to build the early church. The Church of Christ is founded on volunteering. St. Paul gave up his own misguided life of hate and harm to become one of the embryonic church's most energetic volunteers. Not put off by shipwreck or hardship, he dedicated his life to serving Christ. And it was the volunteering of the early Christians, stepping forward to obey the call of God, offering themselves without counting the cost, which enabled the overflowing of life and love and joy and the rapid growth of the church from Pentecost onwards and throughout the next two Christian centuries, earning the respect of those around them, as reported by Tertullian, who wrote, "See, they say, how these Christians love one another." We may not, I hope not, lose our lives for the faith, like many of the church's early volunteers did, and also like many in our own violent centuries have also done. But we are asked, with Mary, to say yes to God. And not a vague yes, not an unconsidered yes either, but a definite, an honest, and resolute yes. Whether your faith has been kick-started by a conversion experience, as mine was, or has more gently crystallized as your life has brought you evidence of God's love, each of us here has, I very much expect, had at some point, and often again and again, had to say yes to God. Yes in small decisions, of honesty, righteousness, and principle. Yes, when faced with others in need. Yes, when we see a problem for which God seems to have made us part of the answer, where our love, our care, and our skills seem to fit with what is needed. God, it seems, collects volunteers. There is no pay. There is no reward except the reward of love itself. Some people think that the reward for offering our lives as God's volunteers is heaven or eternal life. But once we have come to know the God of grace, the God who made everything in love and entered into his own creation to redeem it and to vivify it from within, dying and rising with us and for us, then we recognize that an angry, punishing God is just the projection of our own fear and not the reality of the creator of life itself who died for us. I'm convinced that heaven has always been ours, always a gift from God, before we even knew that the inner voice we hear is his voice, before we even knew that the colours and the sounds are his too, before we knew right from wrong and turned away and denied his love and found welcome and forgiveness for our prodigal hearts. God never made disposable people. God never made people with built-in obsolescence. Each precious child of his, like a lost sheep for which a shepherd would venture out into the storm, or a lost coin of great value for which the house is slowly dismantled, each precious child was an eternity's work of love for God. Like a garden planned to flourish and to become ever more deeply layered and subtly patterned through suffering, through joy, through redemption, and the calling and recalling of God till eternity, while the angels rejoice. So today, let us celebrate the call of God in our lives. Let us celebrate volunteers and all who in this church have offered their lives, their hearts, their vulnerability and their frail gifts, their time and money, hope and despair to God in the service of his kingdom. To all of you who give so much in many, many ways, ways which are seen and ways which are unseen, I say a very big thank you today. Please pray for me in my volunteering also, and let us pray for ourselves and for one another, and ask for grace to go on saying yes to God with Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.